But why are they so inconsistent, Jared? I don't know. Their average losing margin this year, 36 points. 36 wins and 42 losses since the grand final. They are a bang ordinary football team since 2016, and they shouldn't be. And once again, they're on the cusp of missing the finals again. So if we're talking pressure, and this is what this is, the pressure index, I can't see anyone more under pressure than Luke Beveridge at the Dogs, particularly because of the list that they've got, and they've shown that their best footy can beat anyone. Their worst is as bad as anyone, and they can lose to anyone, and that was highlighted again on the weekend.
So that was Kane Corns this morning on Jared. Yeah. What do you think about it? I mean, bang on ordinary, under as much pressure as anybody.
Nah. Yeah.
You know, what do you think of that as a kind of snapshot analysis of life as a doggy since the premiership?
I think there's a bit of frustration and expectations have gone up. And I was curious with the Dogs this year because I think their list that they've got now, they've put together, they've got all the pieces there. It's as talented a list as the Dogs have ever had. But it's still about 12 to 18 months away, I believe. So people were saying they were a contender this year, and I was curious as to whether that would bear fruit. And we've seen in the last 3 weeks, and Kane's called them inconsistent. Well, they actually haven't been inconsistent the last 3 weeks. They've been okay, but they've just been beaten by three contenders. So that they're actually not in that bracket yet. But in another 12 months, they should be. So I'm holding a harsher judgment on the Dogs for 12 months because Alex Keith is brought in as a key defender, but he's brand new in that defence. Josh Bruce is brought in as a key forward, but he's brand new. These things actually do take time. And Tim English is a ruckman. He's 22 or thereabouts.
Yeah,
like he's a really young ruckman. Yeah. He's symptomatic of the Dogs of he's good, he's great, and then it falls away a little bit. But I think at the moment that I haven't lost hope with the bigger picture. I just think they're not a contender yet, but in 12 months they should be.
They miss, I think, from an outsider's perspective, and it's obvious because he's a quality player, they really miss, in terms of getting performance out of this group in this year, they really miss Lachie Hunter. Do you know how he's... Have you got any... Has he tracking? Like, there will be just general concern. I'm not asking for any privileged information that you might have, but how's he going?
No, well, they've closed ranks a little bit, Andy, and my contact with the footy club at the moment is with the doing the podcast, and that's had a couple of weeks break just because of the rush of games. So I actually can't give you much on that, but hopefully we're not too far from seeing him back out on the field because, like you say, the dogs they need his run, don't they? They need his run and carry. I'm not too worried about the Bulldogs. I'm not worried about them. I think. This is where they're at. They took it up to Brisbane. You know they took it up to who was it last week? Was it Port Adelaide?
Port Adelaide.
So both times, away from home, got in front, met the contest, and then just weren't able to sustain it. So another 12 months, I think the Dogs should be in the top bracket by
Adelaide Melbourne. Yeah, Adelaide Melbourne the next two. So Jason Johannesson. Have we spent much time talking about him?
We did last week after the Port Adelaide game. Yeah, he's had a poor year. Yeah, he hasn't kicked on this year. JJ.
He has to find a way, doesn't he? He's got to. You can coach him, you can cajole him, you can encourage him, you can try. You can do, some, at the end of the day, it comes down to a player. He's got to find a way of how do I get back to something like what I was? Where do I get this back to? And there's a challenge for that young man, isn't there? I mean, he's on a lengthy contract and big expectations on him,
There are big expectations, and I'm a fan of JJ. He's had such a dynamic element to the Bulldogs. But opposition sides do go after him, and he hasn't coped as well as he would have liked, I don't think, with the close attention. So he's just sort of working his way through that period of his career.
Let's hope it all comes together when the time's right for that footy team. Darren Goldsmith, we were lucky enough to speak to a veteran umpire on Friday. We wanted to continue getting the thoughts of those who have been in the hottest seat in the game, in the minds of many. We'll have a chat to him on the other side of this.